Hi, welcome to another Power Blast podcast, where we provide nourishment for the soul, allowing you to transform from the inside out, providing rapid results in mindset and fitness so you can recharge your battery and reclaim your power. Oh my goodness, that time where you've got the grand fitness plan all in place, you're ready to go, you're locked in, you're like, oh my gosh, I am finally going to do it this time. And then somehow you get lost before taking the first step. Has that ever happened to you? I mean, many of us, we dream of this peak health and fitness, but we falter at the starting line. Not because we lack the desire, but it's usually due to inaction, fear, self-doubt, and then we try to reason it away or rationalize it. So let's talk about overcoming this hurdle. And if you're looking for that extra push or a place to start, head over to talktoperry.com and let's map out your first step together. All right, big fitness goals, they often come with these big ifs and buts. And a lot of times, that's what stops us in our tracks. We start to think about how it's going to happen and what if this goes on and I can't. And we start to just kind of look for almost like escape hatches before we even get started. And it's really the leap into action that sometimes I think gets us, you know, it seems a bit daunting. And that first step, it doesn't have to be monumental. But boy, we sure make it to be that way, don't we? It's like, oh my gosh, my world's going to turn upside down if I make this decision. Maybe it's easier just to never get started, right? I just don't want to disappoint myself. But it has to be a step. There's got to be an action to it. And I just remember myself, oh my gosh, I don't know how many times it was, yeah, I'm going to get in shape and I'm going to, you know, I think of these grand plans and I would envision myself in shape and healthy and feeling happy. And I don't know if it was the fear of what I thought it would take to make it happen. I don't know if it was the fear of thinking my life was going to get turned upside down if I had to reschedule and work in some time to actually eat right and to, was I going to give up my favorite foods? Am I really going to have to take in all this time to do exercise? And I just don't like exercise. And I would convince myself I didn't like exercising so that when I did start exercising, and if I didn't like it, I could say to myself, see, you were right. You don't like this. Let's just do something else. And I can remember my wife and I bouncing from thing to thing to thing. You know, we'd be in a fitness store and at that tipping point again, you know, making the decision. We'd be like, well, an elliptical. We can get an elliptical because on an elliptical, we can do that movement and just watch TV. And then it won't even seem like you're exercising, right? That was the story we would tell ourselves. So we spent big money on an elliptical machine. And I remember doing that thing, being out of shape, overweight, overwhelmed, watching my favorite show. That means I for sure won't seem like I'm exercising. And you know what? It made my favorite show seem like it was a 30-minute show, made it seem like it lasted for 5 hours. And all of a sudden, it wasn't my favorite show anymore. Now I still like the show, but I just didn't like to do it. It just seemed like, oh my gosh, I've seen this episode, but this exercise thing is taking forever. And I'd look down and watch the little, you know, display, and it would just upset me. And so when I finally made that decision again to, hey, I'm just going to do this thing. I'm tired of being overweight, overwhelmed, and I'm just gonna test this thing out for 90 days. That's what I told my wife. I'm gonna test this out for 90 days. And she said, you know what? I've got this eating thing I'm gonna do, and I'm gonna do mine for 90 days. So we kind of had that little accountability thing, like, okay, we'll see who shows up for 90 days straight. Knowing very well we could easily talk ourselves out of it. But that was it. I, for whatever reason, something clicked in me that way, and I started looking for ways to have myself showing up. Okay. And just to simplify and to find achievable things that could lead me to bigger leaps. And so before I knew it, before James Clear's book ever came out, Atomic Habits, I was realizing I needed to develop the habits before I saw the results. a lot of times we want the results so fast. Those small victories, building confidence for bigger challenges. You know, speaking of starting small, why not start with a simple conversation? Reach out to me over at talktoperry.com. Let's talk about the small steps that you can take today, and there's just a little shift in your mindset that will help you lead to big leaps tomorrow. You know, transforming your life starts with changing your life today. That's at talktoperry.com. You know, think of it this way. And you probably experience this. Every big achievement, it usually begins with the decision. At least a decision to put something into action, a committed decision. And it's by recognizing and shutting down when those escape hatch opportunities come up where you're thinking of being inactive, or the self-doubt creeps in and it's opened the door for you to kind of slide out the back door and nobody will notice. Remember, you know what? You're going to shut those things and be on that path to success. I mean, it's not the size of the steps that you take that matter. And a lot of times people think we got to be all, you know, all or nothing. But it's just start small, dream big, and take action. And watch how quickly you turn those dreams into your reality. And just know, you can choose to use your power. Do exactly what I said here. Take control. Or you can just go back to old thinking and let the excuses and justifying and rationalization and comparison, all that stuff, drain you and drain your power and control you. It really boils down to deciding and committing, that's taking the action, to yourself and your goals and choosing to figure out new ways, looking at possibilities, learning and growing, and keep moving forward. You've got this, my friend. That's another Power Blast podcast in the books. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, when you are ready to recharge your battery, make sure you go to talktoperry.com. That's talktoperry.com. That's P-E-R-R-Y. And I want to listen. I want to hear, you know, what's going on. I want to help you in that 15-minute call to recharge your battery and reclaim your power so that you're off and running and creating massive momentum toward your dream. Also, every day, I am delivering more motivation, support, tips, and strategies inside my free community with amazing people like yourself. And we are conquering the mindset and the fitness. I do 52 weeks of free training in there. Plus, I coach and I mentor people, as well as give you access to tons of resources and guides. Just head over to upsidedownfit.com and you can get into the group. And hey, you would be an awesome friend if you get over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and leave an honest rating and review for the Power Blast podcast. It helps awesome people like you find the show even faster. That's all I have for this week. I'll see you on the next Power Blast podcast. And always remember, it's never too late. We'll see you next week.